Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, my precious dear Blood River Radio family, once again, thank all you family out there for keeping us alive, keeping us going with all your financial sacrifices. Listen, we've got very little time, so many things to cover. Sister Nancy's got a huge list. Sister Monica's got some breaking news. I guess we'll bring Sister Braveheart on. She's got some breaking news about another political prisoner. So go ahead, Sister Monica. Everybody, I want to introduce you. Everybody knows you. Everybody in the Western Hemisphere knows both of you girls anyway. Y'all are the Blood River Radio sisters. So go ahead, Sister Monica.
Okay, thanks for that, Eddie. Yeah, first of all, I just want to say the first 2 hours were dynamite. I listened and it was just great. I want to just say that Ran Owen was talking about, and then what Dr. Michael Hill was talking about, all of those things segue into what we'll talk about during this hour, because really the state we're in right now is what Adolf Hitler and the National Socialists of Germany tried to stop, tried to prevent, and many, 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 many nationalities helped with that and tried to, like, fought with the Germans there against the communists, against the Jews, to stop what is unfolding right before our very eyes now. So I just kind of wanted to tie that all together, because we are going to be talking about the American Bund, which was the basically organization of organizations, I should say. It's quite a history that I learned lots new reading this article in the Barnes Review in the latest issue about the activities by many, many, many Americans of German descent to support the National Socialists of Germany. Anyways, that's what we'll talk about. Also, there's an article that Nancy wrote or a book review that I think hopefully we'll touch on that. That's really good stuff in there. But the breaking news you were talking about, I just learned this 2 days ago. I caught this by rumor. I thought, whoa, I was talking with a friend from Alberta, and he said that Leslie Borey of Ontario, Brantford, Ontario, is in jail. And all he's in jail for is talking and saying things similar as to what you were all talking about in the first 2 hours. Like, Canada has really, really descended into pretty very bad straits. And actually, I was talking with Paul Frum yesterday. I know he's been on your show, and I wanted to actually say this before I got on the air here, but I don't think it hurts to say it on the air because it'll pique people's interest, that he would love to come on your show 2 weeks from now to talk about this case about Leslie Borey. And so we can talk some more about that during the break to arrange that. But anyway, that's something that hopefully will fit in. I don't know if you've got your schedule all booked up, Eddie, for the next 2 weeks from now. So I'll just leave it at that for now and pass it back to you.
We'll put him down for 2 weeks from now and consider it done.
I think you're muted.
No, I think that was Eddie talking.
Oh, excuse me, y'all. Excuse me. I was talking to the wrong thing. You will put that down for 2 weeks from now, and we'll go right straight to Sister Nancy. Go ahead, Sister Nancy, because I know you've got a huge list.
I'm just going to make an outline of about a dozen different topics. I'm sure we won't have time to cover all of these. Some things you've already covered. But first of all, I want to say a belated happy birthday to our host, Eddie Miller, who had a birthday April the 6th. So happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
And we also have to do our weekly tar and feathering. And how about let's heat up that tar and get some old dirty, filthy feathers and throw them as far as we can up into Manhattan on the DA that indicted Trump, that guy Alvin Bragg. And a double dose for the no-good Bibi Netanyahu and his aggression against the Palestinians. Also, I want to remind the listeners that we are waiting for Confederate essays to be turned in. They have to be turned in by next Saturday's program, and you'll receive a degree from Blood River Radio. Send it to the address on our website in Bartlett, Tennessee. All you have to do is really write one-page essay. These are just an outline of some of the things that have happened that we may have time to talk about, and maybe we won't. One of them was the attack by trainees on the Kentucky swimmer after she left a meeting in San Francisco, and the meeting that she was speaking at was regarding female sports. Her name was Riley Gaines. Now, they're having a meeting here on Monday. I'm in Louisville at a restaurant. It's a pizza restaurant. I think she's going to be present, and she'll be speaking maybe about what happened. The other thing, which Monica probably knows about, I saw it on a YouTube, there was a Canadian Christian man was protesting with a sign that had something about protect children. He was physically attacked and screamed at and yelled at by all these people. One of them was a gigantic man cursing him, and all these people were giving him the finger. What happened is this gigantic fellow did attack the Christian man, and of course the report is that the female police officer said it was the Christian man's fault, although he was standing there saying nothing.
I'll just jump in, Nancy, on that Vancouver incident. I saw that female police officer being interviewed by Dan Dix of Press for Truth. He was the reporter reporting that directly, and she actually said that man standing there with a sign, he started or incited the violence. It was surreal. And in that context, this agenda, this LGBTQ crazy XYZ agenda, the insanity of it is indeed accelerating. And Ran and Eddie talked about this, I believe it was in the first hour, and they did talk about that case that you first mentioned in the United States, this swimmer who the female swimmer who got attacked after she defended women in sport. And if I might, sorry to interrupt you, but I just might add something here that what a lot of people don't realize and understand is that this transgender nonsense is actually kind of like backfiring on the women's movement. The women's movement, which sought to, you know, at first I got pulled in by all this thinking, oh, well, equal opportunity for everybody and all this stuff. But you know what this tranny stuff is doing? It's erasing women. It is actually erasing women, because if you start having men who pretend to be women in women's sports, well, we know that, we know how that is going to turn out for the women in those sports. Mm-hmm. They're just not going to have a chance because men just happen to be physically stronger. That's just the law of nature. That is how it is. So we are actually erasing women. And also by men doing all these outfits that are clownish and exaggerating all these, you know, like the big long eyelashes and all the stuff that they're doing, it's ugly. It's uglifying. It's mocking women. And I just want to put that out there, because that's something that doesn't often get talked about, is how this is actually a mockery of women, and it is erasing women. And just one final point on this, it is absolutely it is a war on God, because somehow God made mistakes in putting us in the wrong body or something. So anyway, I'll go back to you, Nancy. Sorry, I just interjected with all that there.
Oh, that's adds to it. President Biden quickly devised a federal bill to protect transgenders in sports. Federal funds are going to be withheld. The only way that, I guess, schools will be able to get around this, there's going to be attempts to get around this, but quickly, Biden has, he saw that the states were coming up with laws to ban transgender from female sports, so in order to offset that, he's come up with some kind of federal bill, And, of course, that means federal money to schools and colleges. My next topic is two blacks were removed from the Tennessee State Assembly for using bullhorns to protest inside of the General Assembly meeting. And, of course, this all boils down to now they can do whatever they want. They don't have to abide by Western ethics or laws, because whatever they do, if they get thrown out, which they did get thrown out, that's black racism. And our vice president, our very honored and honorable vice president, Kamala Harris, who is considers herself to be a Negro, she jetted down to Tennessee to defend her two black brothers. I mean, this is just... it's just incredible. There's no way that we can keep these blacks under control. They do not abide by the laws. They don't have any respect for Western concepts. They're above the Western concepts. They don't care about laws. And I received a letter from prison from Vincent Renard, and he's in Edinburgh prison. And maybe you did too. Maybe you've received one as too, Monica. But he had some kind of interesting things to say. He doesn't think that he will be tried in France if he gets extradited. He's not confident, or maybe really not sure. And I went back and I copied the Balfour Agreement, which is nothing but lies, lies, lies.
Oh, wow. That's huge.
And you know what I'm going to call the Palestinians? I'm going to call them Confederates. Because they've been fighting
Bingo.
For 75 years. We fought for 4 years. They've been fighting for 75 years.
Well, I'll tell you what, as soon as we come back from this break, you need to take off on that, and I'll have a quick solution. Be right back, folks.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C., and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
Dear Blood River Radio family, we're getting ready to go back to Sister Nancy. But one solution, she says Biden is passing laws. They're going to withhold money to the states that don't allow these transvestite freaks to be able to play against women. Well, my solution is don't send the money to the feds to start with. Stop taking taxes. Stop having gasoline taxes. Stop taking out federal taxes and sending to the beast on the Solomon Atomic. Right back to you, Sister Nancy.
Well, like I say, this is just an outline. There's no way that we can cover all this. Just some people are going to, some of the listeners are already going to be aware of these things. Basically, I was talking about the Balfour Agreement, which I have here in front of me. We'll defer to that when we start talking about the outrages that are attacking, the current attacks are being used, well, to, that the Palestinians are, are undergoing right now. The third holiest Islamic site, Al-Aqsa, in Jerusalem, has been under attack. The people have been, you know, they've been actually, I think they were trying to save themselves by barring the doors. The Israelis have used stun guns and all kinds of weapons and brutally attacked these people. Anyway, that's another issue. I've got some information called a book review I did called Israel is a Terrorist State, and another one that talks about the Talmud and what it really, really means and what it really says, which is one of the topics, one of the headings is, even the best of the Gentiles should all be killed. It's unfortunate that our Christian brethren do not understand what is in the Talmud or Torah. They don't understand it. They've never read it. They've never studied it. Okay, another wonderful thing. American Negroes have been to South Africa to the white enclave called Oriana, which has been developed by the Boers. And guess what these American Negroes want to do? They think they have the right to ask for it to be destroyed. They don't like the idea that Oriana is an all-white enclave, the only one that I'm aware of in South Africa. Again, let them create their own Oriana somewhere.
And Nancy, another topic. Can I just interject there? You know, I just watched the first few minutes of that video. I guess it must have come from Jan, I'm not sure, or maybe you passed it on, but where these black people were being brought by bus to Oriana, and these people who live in Oriana were giving them a tour.
Right.
It was all really nicey-nicey. Now, for the first question that popped into my head was, why on earth are they giving these black people from America a tour in Oriana? That, like, what was the idea in that? I would say that was not a good move. And then I didn't watch the rest of it. I don't know, some other things must have come in the way of that, and I didn't get to finish it, so I didn't see the ending that they are trying to now get this place disbanded. I find that just so despicable. And
it is absolutely despicable. I could read between the lines of these black half-caste mulattoes. They were just waiting to pounce on these Boers, asking questions, implying, could they become citizens?
Right.
You know, acting like they were Boers and come, you know, what they were doing was just really a subtle intimidation of these people. But really, ultimately, in the other that I saw, that they want to destroy Oriana. Yeah, that's what these black Americans wanted to do. Yeah,
yeah, it's, hey, it's, and I, Nancy, I would imagine. I think, go ahead, Eddie.
I think Rich tuned in, and Rich, he's on top of everything. He says Orania, O-R-A-N-I-A. Is that what you're talking about?
Orianna,
O-R-A-N-I-A.
O-R-A-N-I-A.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Rich. But continue on. Oh, and also, don't forget, you really piqued my interest. Don't forget to cover the Kentucky swimmer. I forget stuff I thought you might have just forgotten. Also, you mentioned the way the Israelis have gone and destroying the mosque there in Jerusalem, and they also attacked Christian churches in Jerusalem, and also the same thing happened in the Ukraine. That Jew Volinsky has gone in and arrested that bishop in the St. John's the Victor Church, a 900-year-old Orthodox Christian Church, and I'm shutting up. I'll just remind you in case you forgot about those. But you said you had a huge list. But I'll go ahead and shut up. But all the way, Rich has been there six times. He said,
"Fantastic." Well, maybe. Anyway, if he wants to call in or whatever. Other thing, which Monica's going to have to be the one to cover this, because I know little Eddie wanted this covered, but I didn't do a good job on this. He wants us to cover the Bund, the German Bund. And I think Monica has studied it. And one of the things that I want to bring up is the outrage of NATO. I'm sure that U.S. encouraged Finland to join NATO. NATO, this is another red line that we are encouraging as Finland, which borders right on Russia, to join NATO. This is, without a doubt, this is another U.S. move to push Russia into some kind of contact with American forces, really what we're trying to do, so that we can start a war. That's really what it's all about. We're pushing them every past every red line. But that's kind of a short list. I don't know where we start.
Okay,
on this.
Nancy, that's great. You forgot
what
one thing,
that?
Though. There was that you forgot one thing, that Tob Shebe, what's it? You did this book review.
Oh, right. I've got it. Yeah, I've got it right here in front of me. I called it even the best of the Gentiles should all be killed. Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I know that my brother Alfred mentions that trivial little thing that the Jews say in their Talmud, in their holy books, that yes, the best of the Gentiles deserve to die. And this is what they do. I mean, when they did the so-called Russian Revolution, which was really just a Jewish Bolshevik revolution, they hated the Russians, and they actually brought down the IQ level of the general public in Russia by several points, because they took out all the intelligentsia, all the people, you know, teachers, the clergy, the educated people, and then of course they took out all the farmers. They just took out so much of that population, you know. And so right now, what are they doing here? Or what are they doing in all white countries? They are trying to get rid of the white people. They're miscegenating us. And really, it's outlined in the Kudinov-Kalergi plan to basically make everybody of the future be the same, you know, this Asiatic Negroid race that, you know, he described to look like ancient Egyptians, but he's wrong on that anyway. Ancient Egyptians were Aryans, were white. I think that's been established now, but maybe at that time they thought that the ancient Egyptians looked like the Egyptians of today, who are brown. But anyway, so when the Jews are done trying to take out the best of the goyim, the intelligent ones, well, then if we disappear, they'll go after the next best of the goyim.
Right.
And basically, what are you left with? You know, you're not going to be left with anything that, well, them as parasites are not going to do very well if they succeed, which, well, we're fighting like crazy to them not succeeding. Anyway, I'll pass it back to you, Nancy.
Well, I'm going to read just a little bit of that book review. And I start out by headed my book review up. And I guess it's their language, the Hebrew language, Tobi, Sheba, Goyim, Harem, which is what we were talking about. They want to kill all of us. So Dr. Harold Rahm, PhD, he shines a searing laser light down the eons of cracks, crannies, and crevices that once held secret histories and occult beliefs of the Jewish people in his new book entitled From the Temple to the Talmud, Exploring Judaic Origins, History, Folklore, and Tribal Traditions. This book is easy to read, well-documented, very educational, and may enlighten both Christians and Jews to their religious origins. Due to the secretive nature of the Talmud, most of us goyim, cattle, have limited knowledge of what is actually prescribed therein. The Talmud, written over many ages by various rabbi, contains vile admonitions to destroy Christians and their faith through physical attacks and murder. That's what they've been doing in Israel for 75 years. The author includes in his book hundreds of lines taken from and about the Talmud. On page 177, the Talmud is thousands of pages of written tradition. Some of it is
Sister Nancy,
and
we got
secretive.
That music coming. We got to take a quick break, and we'll come right back to you as soon as this break's over. Be right back, folks.
Pretty protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Two people are dead and a police officer wounded after a standoff in the town of Blanchard, Oklahoma, just southwest of Oklahoma City. That standoff began after police responded to a domestic disturbance call. During the standoff, an officer was wounded. Police later entered the home and found two people dead, including the suspect. Federal judges in two states are making vastly different rulings on abortion medication.
Attorney General Merrick Garland said the Department of Justice will appeal the decision by a judge in Texas that halts the FDA's approval of mifepristone, while reviewing another in Washington state that says the Food and Drug Administration must ensure that abortion drugs remain available in at least a dozen states that sued the agency. The government has 7 days to appeal the ruling. Vice President Harris says the Biden administration will do all they can.
There is no question that the president and I are going to stand with the women of America.
A lawsuit by an anti-abortion group argued that the five-year approval process for the drug was rushed. I'm Jeremy Scott.
China is holding military drills around Taiwan as a U.S. delegation is visiting the island. China saying the three-day drills are a serious warning against Taiwan's separatist forces. China's military announced the drills after Taiwan's president met with the U.S. Speaker of the House in California. Tennessee State Representative Brian Ritchie says they were justified in expelling three Democratic members of the House who attended an assault weapons ban rally at the state capitol.
What these three individuals did was completely horrible. It was a disrespect to our General Assembly, those members that have served before me and that will serve in the future.
Nashville City Council members say they'll vote as early as Monday to reinstate State Representative Justin Jones. And an iconic breakfast mascot is having a big birthday bash next week in Palm Springs. Cap'n Crunch will celebrate his 60th birthday on Saturday, April 15th with a pool party at the Margaritaville Resort. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly? Nope. Never had a lesson.
Dear Blood River Radio family, we're going right back to Sister Nancy. During the break, I had asked Sister Monica, Sister Braveheart, the question, Martin Luther. We were talking about Martin Luther on the break and how he exposed the Jews. He knew in their stinking Talmud, their Babylonian Talmud. I asked Sister Monica, her being of German descent, and so was Sister Nancy, is that the reason world Jewry has hated Germany for so long? Because Martin Luther, the great Martin Luther, who I follow, because since he exposed the Jews, in fact, he wrote several books about them, the Jews and their lies. Is that why, I was asking Sister Monica, is that why the Jews have hated Germany so bad for all these years? How about it, Sister Monica?
Well, you know, Eddie, I've given this a lot of thought, not specifically about Martin Luther, but I have thought about why the Jews are... They love and hate the Germans the most. They love them because they are the greatest host for them, the parasite. Mm-hmm. And they hate them because it's the Aryan people, the white race, and I think Germany at the center of that, that have been their biggest obstacle all through the ages. But they are the best host in that the German people are basically quintessentially the opposite of the Jews in terms of, you know, their creativity, they build, they create. And then in their character, they are also the opposite. They are very how shall we say, they're maybe gullible, you could say, but that comes from this high trust and high empathy. But sort of the flip side of that is this, you know, the trusting leads to the gullibility if they are infiltrated by an enemy. So they're too nice, you could say, and their defenses go down, they, you know, when they're comfortable. And I suppose that's the never-ending cycle too, that, you know, we create, we build, we make ourselves comfortable, then we get complacent because we're comfortable, and then we fall asleep. And you see, so yeah. That's how I see it. So I guess that's a long answer to your question there. But,
Germans are super creative. Sister Nancy's even been, keep in mind, Sister Nancy's what, 82? She's been outside pouring concrete herself. That's how German people are. But go back to you. Go
I'm
ahead,
81,
Sister Nancy.
If you don't mind, to get my age correct. Yes, I have been putting up some concrete. I'm willing to take some small consignments. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, anything but, like to make I money, say, man.
I did. That was my first experience, but it was. It worked out, except not exactly totally perfect. I'm going to read one more thing from this book review. We thought we were on when I was reading Martin Luther, but I'm going to read H.L. Mencken. H.L. Mencken, from the same book, which is available from the Barnes Review, he says, I am one of the few goyim who have ever actually tackled the Talmud. I suppose you now expect me to add that it is a profound and noble work, worthy of hard study by all other goyim.
Yes.
Unhappily, my report must differ from this expectation. It seems to me, save for a few bright spots, to be quite indistinguishable from rubbish. So that was his...
Henry Ford felt the same way. Go ahead, Sister Nancy.
Well, I just wanted to say that, you know, all of the horrible things, I've got another report, which we can follow up later, you know, about what has happened to the poor Palestinians, who I'm going to call Palestinian Confederates, who've been fighting the enemy for 75 years with no help from this country, absolutely just the opposite. But I'm looking at the Balfour document, a declaration actually, which was signed in 1917, and this actually was what brought America into the First World War. But from this letter, which was dated November the 2nd, 1917, to Lord Rothschild, he's agreeing to allow the British mandate to be handed over to the Jews, and the understanding is it is clearly understood that nothing shall be done which may prejudice the civil and religious rights of existing non-Jewish communities in Palestine or the rights and political status enjoyed by Jews in any other country. Signed by Balfour. Well, of course, they've certainly lived up to that promise, haven't they? No, they've occupied the entire country. They've drove immediately before 1948, they drove out 700,000 Palestinians as refugees. That's just the beginning of what they did to those people and what they're still doing to those people today as we speak.
That's for damn sure, no doubt about it. And like you mentioned earlier, these Jews went into that mosque and kicked the door down, blew the door down, went in and was beating these people with batons, with the big end of the baton, concussion grenades, tear gas, et cetera, et cetera. But Sister Monica, have you been keeping up with that? And also I mentioned earlier that they did the same thing. The Jews under Zelensky did the same thing to St. John the Victor Orthodox Church in the Ukraine. And that's just one of the many churches they did. It's a full-blown attack on Christianity there in Ukraine. So, Sister Monica, how in the hell can these people, especially I keep hammering the Southern Baptist, which that's a generic term for the American church. How is the American church not seeing through that, Sister Monica?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. And how? When's the last time we've heard anything about the Palestinians on the mainstream media and their plight? And, I mean, this is just such an enormous inversion, I guess you could say, of, you know, what does the mainstream media talk about? Oh, they just talk about the downtrodden and blacks in America and here in Canada. The only thing they talk about these days is the native people, and you know, they tell some lies about mass graves and whatnot, and just so it's never ending. And so we could say we are all Palestinians now,
yes,
because they do.
Excellent point.
Try out their weaponry systems on the Palestinians. They are treating them like they want to treat the rest of us, and they basically are doing that.
You know what they tried? Listen to this. The Jews attempted scientific studies to determine if it would be possible to blind the Palestinians. I mean, they've used a typhoid in the water. I mean, they've infected the Arab water supply. They try, you know, they've just done horrible things. I mean, the list is more than you can even. I wouldn't have an hour to report all the horrible things they did.
Yeah.
This book that I have, which I sent you a copy of it, called "The Ethnic Cleansing of Palestine."
I can't wait to get it.
Only Satan
could think of that. Only the devil himself could think about that crap. Well, let me ask you this, and Rand's trying to keep in, but when. How many months or days is it going to be before these Jews start doing to the churches here in the United States what they're already doing to the Muslims and the Christians in Jerusalem and in the Ukraine? Nancy, how long will it be before they start dragging these Southern Baptists out of their churches?
To a certain extent, they're doing it mainly to us, of course, to our white patriots right now. That's what they've been doing. Look at January the 6th. Look at... Charlottesville, look at any time you, this man is arrested in Canada for being a Christian. I mean, we're under attack, physical attack, and some of our people are behind bars for nothing.
Yeah, that's
just
right.
Just a brave heart. Tell us about what's going on up there in Canada. I mean, do you think it's probably a little bit ahead of, Canada's probably a little bit ahead of us, but the transvestite shootings are out of control here in the United States than in Canada. What's your take on that, Sister Braveheart?
Yeah, I think we are further down the road to total bottom of the pit communism here in Canada than you are currently in the United States. But we're all mm-hmm. under attack. We are under mm-hmm. really mm-hmm. severe attack here in Canada. I think the people don't. Perhaps realize the extent. Most people don't realize how bad it is. They just think, oh, it's such a great place to live, and you know, we're in a land of the free,
home of the brave.
And you know, but when somebody, the inversion of this man who was standing there with a sign to basically protecting the children. I don't know exactly what it said on the sign, but he was standing there, and these people were just screaming at him. This, and like Nancy had described, they're trannies. They are transgenders, transvestites, whatever. They're freaks, actually. They're freaks that are pretending to be the other sex, and this tall creature in a dress attacked him. And then they inverted it and said he started the violence, that this is how it was. But should let Ran speak. I didn't realize that Ran was still on.
People, hold on to your seats. We're going back. I can't believe this is hours almost all the way over. We're going to the last segment. Hang on, folks.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles and the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I cannot believe this is the last segment. Well, listen, we're going to go. I think Sister Nancy wants to say something about the Bund. And we've got to get Sister Nancy and Sister Monica going because we're just chewing up time. Go ahead, Sister Nancy.
No, I'm going to talk about, I think Monica's going to talk about the Bund, German Bund.
But oh, that's
I'm
right, I'm
going to make one or two little statements about, I've done a book review called The Ethnic Cleansing of Palestine, and it was written actually by a Jewish man called Ilyan Papi. So basically, I'm going to just give you a few words about this. The control media has installed two beliefs into the sheeple brain. First, that the country known as Palestine before becoming Jewish Israel was virtually an unpopulated desert. Secondly, the native Palestinians opted to become wandering refugees rather than peacefully share Palestine
sure.
with the Jews. Both of these distortions of fact are from the Zionist playbook of Orwellian BS, as this year of 1948 ushered in a bloody Zionist land grab and removal or extermination of the native population. In a matter of a few months, beginning in December of 1947 through May of 1948, the Zionists demolished 200 villages, creating 350,000 refugees. Ultimately, they would drive over 700,000 Palestinians out of their homes as refugees. There was a Jewish ditty that went like this: a land without people for a people without land. Before the Jewish invasion of 1948, at least 1,000 Palestinian villages were in existence, often with a mixture of Muslim, Christian, Druze, and Jews. Some of them dated to the time of the Crusades. Villagers were uninformed as to what it would mean when the British mandate was to end on May the 15th of 1948. This date came to be called in Arabic the Nakba, meaning the catastrophe. The native people had little understanding of the United Nations partitions with its irregular, poorly defined division of landmass. Typically, Arab villages retained few arms, usually outdated weapons, and some of the Arab countries surrounding Palestine were experiencing nationalistic turmoil and were able to forward only limited military assistance. I'm going to leave it at that, but what the Jews did to the native people, it didn't matter if they were Christians, Muslims, or Jews, was absolutely just unheralded. I mean, it's just people don't understand the massacres, the bombings, the torture, the driving out of these people. It's been recorded, but it's very, very little known. It's not being spoken about, has not been spoken about by the mass media probably since 1948. Okay. I guess that's
well, you know what,
enough.
Sister Nancy, one quick comment. I'm telling you flat out, this is sad, but it's true. It wouldn't matter one iota if the Southern Baptists and United Methodists, United Presbyterians, if they knew every single detail, because a lot of them knew about what happened to the U.S. United States Ship Liberty, it wouldn't make a damn, because they say, well, it's God's will, they're the chosen people, and that's just the way it is. I guarantee you they would side with those stinking Jews, I guarantee, in Israel. But go ahead, Sister Monica.
Okay, one of the things we had wanted to do is talk about this new article. It's called National Socialism in America During the Pre-World War II Era. This is in the latest Barnes Review magazine. It's their leading article in there. And I learned quite a few things from this article. It's really fantastic. But I just want to, you know, point out a few things that maybe you might be a little bit enlightening for folks, because like I say, I didn't really know very much about the Bund, as you pronounce it. I would say Bund, but it's the B-U-N-D, and that's the culmination of various organizations that were affiliated with or sympathetic toward National Socialist Germany. These were American organizations we're talking about. And in the end, they were persecuted by the state. And then I don't remember the year that they ceased to exist anymore, but they were heavily persecuted. Their leaders were either thrown in jail. Some of them committed suicide. I don't really know too many details about all of those circumstances. But just going back to when Adolf Hitler became chancellor, January 30th, 1933, but more fully, I guess his leadership, I guess, was more fully implemented after they approved the Law of Plenary Powers, which informally was termed the Enabling Act, which Leon Degrelle, in his book Hitler Democrat, he likes to call it the law to rescue the German people from poverty and misery. Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. So, you know, people like to talk about the Hitler as being a dictator, and maybe this is what they're referring to, is this Enabling Act. But every single part of the program that Hitler wanted to institute to rescue the German people from poverty and misery, which would direct result of World War I, and the Versailles Treaty, which was just absolutely terrible, like it was murderous against the German people. But everything went through the people by plebiscite, so really it was a very, very much a people oriented. It was, so if they want to call it dictatorship, go right ahead, but it was nothing of the sort. The people were supporting Adolf Hitler in like a huge majority of people were just in support of him, and not only in Germany. And so that's where these, like, National Socialism was not only popular in Germany, there were strong movements in Austria, in Belgium, and in Britain, and mm-hmm. in Danzig, which was this city that was taken from Germany by the Treaty of Versailles, but it was mostly German people there. And then the United States, they saw the rise of a strong National Socialist movement. And many of the people who were in that movement were actual immigrants. They had left Germany after the devastation of World War I. Some of them had been soldiers during World War I. And so that's when these organizations started. There's a picture in here that is a scene which I thought for sure that's in Germany, but they're just crowds of people who are doing the good Roman salute, which mm-hmm, you know the, mm-hmm. the people would call the Heil Hitler salute, mm-hmm. and there's some folks marching along there, men marching, and it's in a German Day celebration at Camp Siegfried in New York State. So anyway, there were a lot of activities going on. They had even youth groups, so to you know, teach the young people some traditions, German traditions, and it's kind of similar to the Hitler Youth in Germany, but this was going on in America. If you want to interject something, Nancy or Eddie, and I can talks more about this. This is like, this was just a huge, huge movement in the United States.
Let me ask you this question, and this can to maybe to Nancy or since we're going back to Nancy. Nancy, would George Lincoln Rockwell's movement, would that be came after the Bund? Would that be a continuation in some ways of the Bund, to your knowledge, or was that a totally new movement?
Now, that I don't know whether he based it on the Bund or not. I really don't know. I have no idea.
But I'll just say that another very big name was Charles Lindbergh, who was really persecuted for being a quote unquote Nazi sympathizer, right? And he tried to keep the United States out of the European war, and mm-hmm. he was naming Jews as pushing for American intervention. Now, as the let me just turn to the page here where they talk about what were the goals of this Bund, and it. Now, how come I'm not finding it? It's, here it is. The 8 points of the Bund Declaration. And I could read some of these. I don't maybe need to read them all, but basically they're all about keeping the Jews, who were recognized as being parasitic and a destructive force, is keeping them out, getting them out of their positions of power. So number one, a socially just, white, Gentile-ruled United States. Number two, a Gentile-controlled labor unions free from Jewish Moscow-directed domination. Mm-hmm. Number three, and these were all in the Bund Declaration. Number three, Gentiles in all positions of importance in government, national defense, and educational institutions. Now, that's a very important one, keeping mm-hmm. the Jews.
Great stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Number four, outlawing of the Communist Party in the United States, prosecution of all known communists for high treason. Now, we also have talked about this before, that communism is Judaism and Judaism is communism. And it's yes. Jews who tell us that. Jews have told Satanism. Us that themselves. And that we also know who the 97% or so of the leadership of the Bolsheviks were Jewish, and that was this, you know, communist, very satanic and destructive regime and murderous regime. Okay, number five, immediate cessation of the dumping of all political refugees on the shores of the United States. And they put refugees is put in quotation marks there. Now, this is back in the 1930s, folks. Mm-hmm. They saw, mm-hmm. they knew what was afoot. Number mm-hmm. six, thorough cleaning of the Hollywood film industries of all alien and subversive mm-hmm. activities. You see, I mean, these are all so wise. Like, wow.
They were spot on.
Mm-hmm. They were spot on. Number seven, cessation of all abuse of the freedom of the pulpit, press, and radio and stage. In other words, you know, the Jews, they use this thing about freedom of speech to put forth their smut and porno mm-hmm. and all kinds of, you know, stuff that mm-hmm. that is just dirt. Okay, number mm-hmm. eight, a return of our government to the policies of George Washington, including aloofness from foreign entanglements and severance of all connections with the League of Nations.
Bravo.
And, yeah.
That's
dynamite. And then, yeah, I mean, this is dynamite stuff. So, you know, and it says here, many in America today would align with the 8 points of the Bund, only some of which need adjustment for current circumstances. But really, when I hear the going out music, Eddie, it was a pleasure to be on with you. And thanks, Nancy. And thanks. Ran and Dr. Hill for being on, too.
Well, thank you, sister, so much. If y'all would like to, since he has so much to cover tonight. If you'd like to, y'all get together and you come on and cover the second and third hours next week if you want to. It's up to you girls. God bless y'all for coming on. Love y'all so much. All of our audience loves y'all. They talk about you all the time. God bless you, Sister Nancy, Sister Monica, and Rand. Thank you so much, Rand. Thank you, Dr. Hill. Thank you, Lizzie, for carrying us tonight flawlessly. Thank you, Blood River Radio audience. God bless y'all. Tune in same time, same place next week, the 15th. Good night.